Sairam dear listeners and welcome to Vintage Sai Bhajan Classroom. This is the third episode in this series. We started with the Ganesh Bhajan 2 weeks ago on November 3rd, 2016. Then we did a bhajan dedicated to Lord Shiva, Harahara Shambho, Karuna Sindho. And today we have a lovely, short and sweet bhajan on Lord Krishna. Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala. Again you will have Brother Srinivasulu in his mellifluous voice teaching us his bhajan. In fact, Brother Srinivasulu is the inspiration for us to have this program. All these golden, olden melodies are bhajans that he has heard from Sri Mohan Rao Garu, one of the legendary singers of the yesteryears. And because Brother Srinivasulu sang with Sri Mohan Rao for many years, all these bhajans are fresh in his mind and he longs to share this so that these bhajans are revived. And we rediscover the joy of singing these beautiful melodies which Bhagwan himself enjoyed and relished. So let's get started with Jai Govinda, Jai Gopala. Here are the lyrics to begin with.
Jai Govinda, Jai Gopala, Radha Vallabha, Rasa Vilola, Jai Govinda, Jai Gopala, Nanda Mukunda Goparipala Munijana Vandita Murali Gopala.
And now is the tune to learn this bhajan. So let's immerse ourselves in the beautiful melody of this bhajan. As Brother Srinivasulu teaches us line by line, you will have Brother Anirudh follow Brother Srinivasulu. You too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh and try to get a grasp of this beautiful tune.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D sharp pancham.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
Radha Vallabha, Rasa Vilola.
Radha Vallabha, Rasa Vilola.
Radha Vallabha, Rasa Vilola.
Radha Vallabha, Rasa Vilola.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
Nanda Mukunda Goparipala.
Nanda Mukunda Goparipala.
Nanda Mukunda Goparipala.
Nanda Mukunda Goparipala.
Muni Jana Vandita Murali Gopala.
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 Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
So that is the melodious bhajan dedicated to Lord Krishna, and Brother Srinivasulu gave us a lovely demonstration. Brother Anirudh was following line after line after Brother Srinivasulu. And those of us who want to learn this bhajan, who want to sing this bhajan, we have to listen to this again and again and follow Brother Srinivasulu. And those of us who want to play this on musical instruments and want to know the intricacies of the raga of this bhajan, we have Brother Anirudh now giving us his thoughts on the technicalities of this bhajan. Saram Anirudh.
Saram Vishwa.
So tell us, what are your thoughts on the raga of this bhajan?
This wonderful melody is based on a Carnatic raga called Hamsavahini. It was actually an interesting experience to, you know, go through this bhajan maybe write in the swaras and see which raga it belongs to or which set of swaras the bhajan flows. So it has got a very very unique feel from the other bhajans. Like it has a flavor of Charukeshi. It has a flavor of Keeravani.
Okay.
So, and it has a flavor of Sarasangi. So, I'm just saying the feel of the ragas.
Yes.
Maybe the note-wise, you know, it's like it diverts from this rag a little bit by, you know, getting that note. So, that's how the ragas travel. And maybe after exploring that, you know, which raga has this kind of, this set of swaras through which this bhajan flows. So, it came to a raga called Hamsavahini. I have not learned this raga, I'm just still exploring it. And it was interesting to note that it's a new raga which we come across, and this belongs to largely based on that raga, Hamsavahini, Carnatic classical music. And as I was saying, many ragas like Charukeshi, Keeravani and Sarasangi, it's a blend of all three, means the notes are taken from these three ragas. Like, so in the Arohana you have
Sa Re Ma Pa Da Ni Sa Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Re Sa Sa Re Ma Pa Da Ni Sa Sa Ni Da Ba Ma Re Sa.
So you would have observed that Sari Mapa it goes. It doesn't go Sari Ga.
Yes.
So if it is Sari Sari Ga Mapa Dani Sa, that is Keeravani.
Sari Ga Mapa Dani Sa Ni Da Ba Ma Ga Re Sa.
So this is Keeravani, where you have all the seven notes. And this rag has
Sari Mapa Dani Sa Ni Da Ba Ma Re Sa.
So there is no minor ga or the komal ga there.
So sari shudri ma pada
komal da
ni
shudni
sa ni da pa ma re sa sari ma ma pa da pa da ni sa jaya govinda Sa ni da pa ma pa ni da ni pa.
So there's a small deviation of komal ni coming there.
Jaya Gopala.
And the next line goes to a kind of Sarasangi feeling, like the Sarasangi raga is
Sa Re Ga Shuddha Ga Ma Pa Da Ni Sa.
The rest of the swaras remain the same.
Sa Re Da Ba Ma Ga Re Sa.
We have versions like
Giridhara Govinda Gopala Ghanashyama Nandalala Pad Pada Pada Ma Ga Re Re Sa Radha Vallava Rasa Vilola.
So it's a different feel altogether by introducing that Shuddha Ga there. And again it comes back to Jaya Govinda Sari Mama Pada Vanya Sari Dabama Panidani Pa. Of course, when we do the swaras, then you will appreciate more about like how the diversion happens between each raga. And then the next two lines, like it goes, the next line which especially goes like a Keeravani flavor. And so overall I can say that it's largely based on Hamsavahini, because of the very start of the bhajan starts off with the arohana of the Hamsavahini. Sari ma pada ni sa. And then it goes to like, you know, by introducing Shuddha Ga to Sarasangi, or you can also call it Charukeshi. And then it goes to Keeravani. So overall the feeling of the bhajan is just amazing.
Yes.
And it's a simple namavali.
Yes.
I hope I have not complicated the whole procedure of, you know, exploring the raga. But at the end of the day, finally it is like the simplest namavali.
Yes.
Which strikes in the heart. And yes. That's what matters to Swami. The Absolutely. Bhava and the way in which we sing the song is an offering to Swami.
Yes. I think this knowledge perhaps helps us only to sort of play it properly in the instruments.
Yeah. And of course, yeah, it's interesting to note that, yes. you know, it is very unique from the other bhajans.
Yes.
Like, the bhajans which strictly belong to the raga, or like, we have always this, what to say, like we in every bhajan tutor sessions, like yes. we have this, like, you know, the bhajans are the mixture of many yes. ragas, and it all depends on the composer.
Yes.
And what Swami gives the idea to the composer.
Correct.
So that he makes the best, he gets the best from the
yes.
Music, and we offer it back to him in the bhajan.
Each bhajan is a music piece by itself.
Yeah. It's a masterpiece.
It's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
By itself in terms of music as well as devotion.
Yeah.
So
so the devotion makes the, you know, the circle complete.
Yes.
And that's what Swami also expects from us.
Yes.
So
let's do the swaras.
Yeah. So let's take the first line.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala, Sari mama pada padani sa sani dapama panidani pa.
Sari mama pada padani sa sani dapama panidani pa.
Radha vallabha rasa vilola pada pada ma gari gari sa rima panida pa.
Pada pada ma gari gari sa rima panida pa.
We come back to the first line.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala, Sari mama pada padani sa sani dapama panidani pa.
Sari mama pada padani sa sani dapama panidani pa.
Nanda mukunda goparipala pada sani sa sa Nisa nida padani nisa.
Pada sa nisa sa. Nisa nida padani nisa.
In the second time we have a variation which goes more into the Keeravani raga.
Nanda mukunda goparipala pagari ga sagari sanisa nisanida padani nisa.
Pagari ga sagari sanisa nisanida padani nisa.
Muni jana vandita murali gopala nisa nisa da ma pa mari re ma pa ni da pa.
Nisa nisa da ma pa ma re re ma pa ni da pa.
Most of these bhajans are short and very sweet, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, when we were doing the swaras, I was remembering yet another bhajan which has the similar flavor to this bhajan. Like when you sing the second line,
Radha Vallabha Rasa Vilola Karunantaranga Hridayantaranga.
So it changes there, the second half of the line changes, but something like the first part of it is similar to this.
So I guess the beat also is simple.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is Aditalam, the 8th beat. And in Hindustani it is Keherva. So the count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
Radha Vallabha Rasa Vilola.
Radha Vallabha Rasa Vilola.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
So that was the third demonstration of our vintage bhajan classroom in this series. We have done a Ganesha bhajan, then we did a bhajan dedicated to Lord Shiva, and now a beautiful Krishna bhajan. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishnu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So we are now done with the technicalities of this bhajan, and it's time now to move on and listen more about those beautiful times in the 60s and 70s. How were bhajan sessions like in those days? And how Bhagwan used to interact with the members of the bhajan group? How he used to take so much pains in teaching and correcting the singers of that era? Today you are going to listen to a conversation with Brother Sonam. He is someone who came to Bhagwan way back in the 70s, and he was witness to those early years when students were just becoming part of the Prashanti Mandir bhajan group. So here is Brother Sonam Gyamso from Sikkim sharing his reflections on vintage Sai Bhajan classroom and on this beautiful bhajan. Sai Ram, Brother Sonam, and welcome to vintage Sai Bhajan classroom.
Sai Ram, Vishu.
You are someone who has been coming to Bhagwan right from the 70s and possibly had a glimpse of the vintage era of bhajans in the 70s and the early 80s. I don't know if you were in Prashanti Nilayam in the early 70s, but definitely you were there in the late 70s, isn't it?
In the late 70s, yeah.
So maybe you can share with us what thoughts come to your mind, what feel comes, envelops your heart, what bhajans and what vibes fill you when I just mention about vintage bhajans. You know, where does your mind take you?
In the first place, when I think about vintage bhajans, I go back in time, as you said, in the mid-70s, when I had the opportunity to come for the first time for Swami's Divya Darshan. And that was in 1977. And my first impression of this place, this Prashanti Nilayam, has to do with only bhajan and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the memories of those beautiful moments that I spent here, almost a month, blissful month in Prashanti Nilayam, and I was hardly 15 at the time. And it was such a beautiful occasion. The first bhajan itself, the first impression that bhajans made on me was complete. It almost made me.
Bhajans captured you?
Yeah, it just captured me. And that's the power of bhajans. It's not only music, as Swami says, it's not only Geet, it's not only Sangeet, but it is devotional music. And that is what makes the difference. In fact, we are almost treading on the footsteps of, you know, Mirabai, Tukaram, some of those great saints who immortalized the music through devotion. So when I came in 78 and the first day itself when we entered the bhajan hall, I must also add here that, you know, entering the bhajan hall at that point in time was so simple, like anyone could just walk in, walk out. And Swami would any moment just walk into the bhajan hall. So that was the time I had the tape recorder, and we were allowed to carry tape recorder.
Oh, wow.
And even the tape recorder, by today's standards, you know, today we don't have tape recorders. It was a vintage, you know, recorder.
Gadget.
Yeah, gadget. So I carried that with me and sat right at the back so that I wouldn't disturb people sitting in the front. So right at the back, near the Gita Upadesha, there I was sitting. And the birds chirping, the sparrows especially. Mm. And then that pin drop silence. And the silence punctuated by, after some time, beautiful music flowing from the veena, being played by Vijaya. And then later on, we came to know that her name was Bhajan Vijaya. And she and her sister and mother, they were playing music for half an hour. It was a beautiful recital. And then, right at the back, the feel that I got of the environment that was enveloping me was, you know, am I really in this age? Or am I transported back to a bygone age? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Treta Yuga. I thought I could think only of Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, wherein I was sitting there. And then it was the court of Sri Ramachandraji. And Sri Rama was seated there, resplendent. After some time, Swami really walked into the bhajan hall and sat there. Right from the Ganesh bhajan itself, Swami was on his throne. And then the impact of the bhajan was such that I remember almost all the bhajans in chronological order, even today.
Oh.
Yeah, after the passage of so many decades, I still remember.
Wow.
How, and no microphones those days, you know. None of those gadgets we think about today. Just the harmonium on the men's section and the women's section. And on the other side, on the women's section, harmonium was being played by Bhajan Vijaya herself. And on the men's section, there must have been Kalyan Chowdhury or some people like that. The first bhajan itself was Bhavani Nandana Bala Gajanana Pranava Swarupa Sai. And Swami was sitting on the throne, and he was directly looking into the eyes of, every pair of eyes were on him, and his eyes were on, focused on everyone. And then that beautiful, sometimes, you know, that wistful look, sometimes, you know, that look that would make you aware that, you know, you are sitting with a God who could be very nonchalant, you know. And then if you really wanted that God to care for you, then you would have to crave for it. That feel he would give you by just one look. Right at the distance, you know, he's sitting right on his throne, sometimes in a very, you know, detached manner, he would look outside the door. And then he would be waving his beautiful hands and his palm, and it was like that. So the first bhajan itself really impacted me so much. I was really enchanted by this first bhajan. Bhavani Nandana Balaga Janana Pranava Swarupa Sai He Partipurishwar Sai. Can you imagine just three lines? And the whole bhajan was a complete recital of music. And then after that she sang one more bhajan, Hari Hari Govinda Narayana. Shri Hari Bol Jai Hari Bol, she sang. And then on the men's section, at last, after two bhajans by Bhajan Vijaya, then on the men's section, a beautiful voice again, I can never forget that voice. He sang, Hey Vishwanath, Hey Gaurinath, Hey Sai Nath Bhagwan. So, like this, then she sang, Raksha Karo Bhagwan, Satya Sai Bhagwan, Pahi Dayalo, Dehi Kripalo, Raksha Karo Bhagwan. And again on the men's section, you know that beautiful bhajan, Hey Brahma, Hey Vishnu, Daya Maya, Hey Maheshwara. that bhajan was sung. And on the men's section, there was a thinner voice also. Later on, I came to know that he was one Mr. Patel. So he sang Jaya Hari Vithala, Jaya Vithala, Purandhara Vithala, Gopala. So these were vintage, these are vintage bhajans for me. But even before I joined, I came to Prashanti Nilayam. Swami was preparing me because he had already stepped into my heart. And I was then a student in Kalimpong. And then what attracted me to the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, the Sai Center, or to Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba at that point in time, was bhajan. And that I would really believe that throughout the world, any number of devotees, you catch them and ask them, bhajan has been definitely is the entry point for everyone. You just listen to bhajans and then forget about everything, forget about all your worries, and then you are with Bhagwan throughout. So bhajan attracted me, and those days there were some bhajans like Shri Madhava Manomohana Janardana He Yadunandana.
Mm-hmm. You remember the tune?
I remember. It's a beautiful bhajan.
Shri Madhava Manmohana Janardana He Yadunandana Vrindavan Ke Gopalana Madhuban Sanchari Krishna Rama जय कृष्णा जय रामा जय कृष्णा जय रामा जय कृष्णा जय रामा जय कृष्णा जय रामा.
This was a bhajan.
Beautiful.
That I learned during those days, and the elders, you know, there used to be a few elders whom we used to almost worship because they had come to Prashanti Nilayam. And they had had Swami's darshan. So for us, they were the only reference, the only connection between us and Bhagwan. So we used to, and there used to be one sweetmeat shop, a mithai dukan, where, you know, he used to stock some badges of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. On embossed on the badge would be Bhagwan's beautiful picture. So that shop attracted us so much. We used to go and have tea there. Take some sweets and then buy this badge, and then we used to feel so fantastic, so proud to really display it on our chest.
Wow.
And then walk around and say that, look, I belong to this fraternity.
I belong to the Sai fraternity.
The Sai fraternity. So those were the times when seeing that the elders, our senior, what we call them, Dajus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Daju means elder brother.
Bhaiya. Mm.
So this was happening in Kalimpong. So one of the Dajus had been under the tutelage of Kalyan Chaudhary ji. So he had learned lot of beautiful bhajans. So these are all vintage bhajans now. You know,
yes.
Brahmananda Barkhari Tu Aaye. These are all vintage bhajans, because bhajans were composed like that. For each season, there were bhajans composed inspired by seasons, inspired by different environments, you know. So those bhajans are almost sometimes lost to the world today, because we don't even remember them and sing them. There used to be this beautiful bhajan.
Jago jago giridhari gopala, jago jago he gokul bala, darshan dijo dina dayala, prabhu paramatma tribhuvana pala, Sai Narayana Natvaralana. Jago jago giridhari gopala, jago jago he gokulbala.
It's a nice bhajan, beautiful bhajan.
Amazing. Wow. So many beautiful bhajans, and we really need to revive these bhajans. We really need to rediscover these golden melodies.
Really, beautiful, yeah. And another thing about Vishu, you know, that thought comes to me, is when we think about revival of a bhajan, you know, Sai bhajan that we hear, the one which we have now right in front of us.
Hey Govinda,
Hey Govinda, Hey Gopala. Now, could anyone believe that this bhajan must be at least 60 years old?
Yeah.
Then down the times, you know, the bhajan hasn't aged.
Yes.
People who listen to those bhajans might have already passed away from this world.
Yes.
Even the composer may or may not be still living.
Yes.
But it's just like the poet says, you know, I go on forever.
Yes.
For men may come and men may go.
Yes.
But I go on forever. The bhajan goes on and on, and yes, it's ever fresh.
Yes.
Every bhajan is so fresh that a bhajan, of course, music, freshness is another word for music. Because music never gets stale, never gets old. But
bhajan is almost synonymous with the divine, and the divine is Nitya Nutana.
Exactly, Nitya Nutana. Such a beautiful coinage. Nitya Nutana.
And I think that is the reason why every bhajan is an infinite reservoir of freshness and energy.
Exactly.
Because it is only about the one who is eternally and ever fresh, and he's a colossus.
Colossus and the present.
And the present.
And so young.
Beautiful. I think that's a very beautiful thought that you expressed. A bhajan never ages.
Yeah.
You may age.
Yeah.
You may forget.
Yeah.
Or, you know, someone who had sung may forget. But the bhajan is ever young. Just yeah, like Sai is ever young. The divine is ever beautiful, ever radiant.
And another thing is, you know, a person, a devotee who would have listened to that bhajan, who belonged to that era, can, you know, on the wings of bhajan, he can go back in time,
yes,
and once again feel very youthful.
Yes.
Bhajan makes you feel young also.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And just like, you know, when you think about those times, you know, when you were a 15-year-old,
yeah,
when you just think about that time itself, you know, you are in a different world, isn't it?
Exactly.
And when you sing some of those bhajans, you will really be transported to that.
Transported, and you feel very youthful. Yeah, I sang this bhajan. Yes. I learned this bhajan at that time. Can you imagine this bhajan? I was at that time when in Kalimpong, I learned this bhajan. And today we sing this bhajan as though it was composed yesterday. You know? Deva Devottam Dina Samrakshak. This bhajan is just sung as though it was composed just a few days, for a few hours back, you know.
Yeah.
It has that freshness.
Yes. Amazing. Beautiful.
Panduranga Vithale Hari Narayan. I still remember when I was a student here and we used to sing bhajans here. And we were in the bhajan group. Panduranga Vithale Hari Narayan, we used to sing that bhajan and get into ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
Real 100% ecstasy. Not because of anything that we were churning out from within, but because we had the privilege to look at the divine face of Bhagwan. Have Bhagwan just sitting right in front of you. And then when we are singing Panduranga Vithale, and especially the high note, you know.
Yes.
It's just that one line.
Yes.
Just doesn't have too many, you know, words also in it.
Yeah.
Just Panduranga Vithale Hari Narayan, Hari Narayan Govinda. Then at the last, Sai Narayan Govinda. And then the whole bhajan, it, you know, wraps up the entire gamut of the raga in it. The whole melodic pattern is shown in this beautiful composition. And especially when we would sing that high note, even sometimes it used to be at, you know, breaking point.
Yes.
And then right at that time, Swami would be looking at you with so much compassion. Okay, my boy, you have done it. Because using our individual free will, we would have expressed a little bit of our devotion to Bhagwan, and he would have accepted it. So it used to be so beautiful, that enchanting moment.
Through that purity of music, through the purity of the expression of our bhava,
exactly,
through the bhajan,
exactly,
you connect with divinity.
Yeah.
And that is the immense blessing of having the avatar as a physical person, you know, having the divine as an avatar. You can actually see it. You can actually feel it.
Yeah.
I mean, it cannot get more real than that.
And this was happening. It's something that was a phenomenon that was happening everywhere. I went down to Darjeeling during those times, you know. And somebody had composed a beautiful vintage bhajan. Today we can call it a vintage bhajan. You know, it was composed almost 55, 60 years back. And when old elderly gentleman in Darjeeling had composed this bhajan, and the bhajan is in Nepali, in Rag Bhupali. This, just one line I'll sing for you.
Jau na jau ab hari darshan ma, hari darshan ma, sai darshan ma. Jau na jau ab hari darshan ma.
What a beautiful feel. For me, these are vintage bhajans.
Beautiful, sir. Amazing. Yes, I think there are so many bhajans which are still fresh in the consciousness.
Yeah.
They are there in the ether, they are there everywhere. We really need to just connect to those bhajans.
Exactly.
And share it with more people so that more people derive the bliss that these bhajans are reservoirs of.
Yeah.
We tap these reservoirs and fill our hearts with the bliss.
And Vishu, even as we use the term vintage, you know, vintage by itself would mean, also connote, you know, having to redo the old thing. You just, one thing is bringing it out from the, you know, debris of antiquity.
Mm.
And then, you know, making it look new.
Yes.
You know, reconditioning it. So once it is reconditioned and then all dented, you know, all dents, everything made whole, and then it would look new. But with bhajans, even as we use the word vintage only to mean old, you know, even when we say vintage bhajan, what we mean to say is the bhajans that never needed to be reconditioned. It conditions us, reconditions us.
As, yes, absolutely.
The singer feels new.
Yes, they have only become, what I would say is, even more precious, even more precious. Beautiful, even more tastier with time.
Exactly.
Yes, you know, with time they have only become more shining with more resplendence.
Exactly.
You know, anything, like you have certain things which with time only become more beautiful.
Yeah. And these bhajans over the period of, you know, decades have helped so many pilgrims, so many devotees to realize the ultimate.
Yes.
You know, a bhajan like Pahi Dayalo Dehi Kripalo Raksha Karo Bhagwan, the manner in which the bhajan was composed and it was sung by Bhajan Vijaya, that the crescendo that you reach, you know, Raksha Karo, you know, Raksha Karo De Pahi Maam, Kripa Karo, you know, Raksha Karo, Kripa Karo, it, you would go and reach a very high point in, a very, you know, it reached a crescendo. And that was the time when a lot of people would have really attained their ultimate.
Wow.
The bhajans were so beautifully composed. Mm. Especially this part, you know.
Raksha karo bhagwan.
That last note, you know.
Raksha karo bhagwan. Raksha karo bhagwan. Raksha karo bhagwan.
I myself used to feel this moment, even if I drop dead, doesn't matter.
Yes. I think one other thought that comes, which once Sailesh Srivastava sir mentioned, is, it is not that we have an opportunity to sing this bhajan or that bhajan. It is an opportunity given by this bhajan to us.
Yes, yes, yes.
That bhajan gave us that chance that, you know, we could
sing it.
We could sing it, that we could have the bhajan on our tongue, we could have that bhajan on our vocal cords, only because that bhajan gave us that chance.
The bhajan carried us.
The bhajan, because the bhajan was so gracious to us, that we were able to
express
ourselves. And, and, you know, thanks to the graciousness of the bhajan that we could connect to the divine.
Beautiful.
And only,
beautiful.
You know, whichever bhajan is gracious to us, we can sing that bhajan properly.
Really, really. What a beautiful, profound thought.
Yeah, because every bhajan is an avatar of the Lord. Every bhajan is so alive. Every bhajan is basically the Lord. And in different manifestations.
Really?
We have Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Kali, Ganesha, Vinayaka, everything. They are only different manifestations of the Lord.
Yeah.
Similarly, every bhajan is a manifestation of the Lord.
Yeah.
And you know, if you have to go near Krishna, Krishna has to allow you to go near him.
Exactly.
Similarly, the bhajan has to call us. The bhajan should be, we should be deserving of the bhajan's grace.
Yeah.
To be able to sing it. To be able to sing it and connect with the Lord through it.
Yeah.
I think if we have that sort of reverence for every bhajan, and I think if we pray to that bhajan to grace us with the grace, then possibly we'll be able to connect. So you know, with the bhajan's grace, we can connect to the Lord.
Exactly. Beautiful.
Beautiful. So, coming to this bhajan, Jai Govinda, Jai Gopala, maybe very briefly you can mention, you know, what thoughts come to your mind when we sing this bhajan? Jai Govinda, Jai Gopala.
Well, in the first place, the very first line of this bhajan, it makes me, you know, takes me back in time. Like, I feel that I am remembering a bygone era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have heard about, by inference, we know about the Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga. We don't remember anything. We might have been there at that point in time.
Yes.
But then we don't have the memory of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then we believe that, you know, there was a beautiful age.
Yes.
Wherein there was so much of peace, love, tranquility, and it was ruled by the Lord Himself in another form, another name. So when I think about this beautiful bhajan, the first line itself takes me back and makes me, you know, look at a flashback
mm-hmm.
of the entire, you know, a beautiful Shri Krishna
mm-hmm.
With her Radha, with his Radha. And then all the Gopikas, Gopas, you know. So they are all there. And then I am a witness to it.
Oh, wow.
So I am a witness. I am from this age.
Mm-hmm.
And I am peeping into another age.
So it's like when you sing that first line, Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
Beautiful.
I'm imagining that, you know, you're sitting on a time capsule.
Yeah.
And this bhajan is then happily taking you back.
Yeah, I feel that way. Exactly. You have described it so beautifully, so aptly. This is what I feel. This is what I felt when I heard this bhajan for the first time. You know, it takes you back in time. And then exactly places you on the threshold of that time.
Yes.
And then you can really, it's no more inference, you know.
Yeah.
It's pratyaksha darshan.
It's reality.
It's reality. You are looking at Krishna. You are looking at Krishna, so beautiful. And Gopala, the moment you think of Gopala, in fact, I remember that one moment upstairs in Vrindavan, old bungalow, when some of us, we had just gone upstairs. And we were all taken aback when we saw Swami had tied a towel, you know, it was a piece of cloth on his head.
Mm-hmm.
And he was standing in the Krishna flute playing position.
Is it?
In that mudra.
Oh, wow.
And none of us, we had cameras. And Swami said, no camera, shoot. And then Swami said, Papam, no camera. Then Swami said, shoot with your mind's eye.
Oh, wow.
And capture it there. This is what Krishna used to look like. And then we were spellbound, but at the same time, we wanted an explanation. What do we mean, Swami? This is what Krishna looked like. Then Swami himself said, people imagine so many things about Krishna. He was a cowherd. And then what a cowherd at that point in time, what should he look like? Just a cloth tied to his hair, to his head. That was the headgear, the headband. And then he had a flute made out of, a reed.
Yes.
A bamboo. And then he would just make holes into that, you know, then play it. And this is how he used to look. None of those regal things that we think about, you know, all those gold ornaments, and that would happen when people would, clamor for, pray for that majestic darshan of God. Then he would give that full darshan, wherein he would be resplendent with the Kaustubha Mani. But otherwise, this is what he used to look like, Swami said. So when we say Gopala, Gopala is that frolicking Krishna who was all the time in the woods with the cow and tending the cows and the cowherd. And then this is what he used to look like. So when I think of Gopala, now that those, you know,
yes,
that beautiful moment comes to my mind so alive. And then everything related to cow.
Yes.
Govinda, Gopala.
Yes. Amazing. And Bhagwan gave you the chance to capture that moment in your mind's eye, and how beautiful it is now. You know, whenever you can go back and retrieve that moment from your consciousness and use it when you're offering every bhajan to Bhagwan.
Exactly.
I think, and now through you, we can use it.
Yeah.
Very beautiful, sir. And then you come to the last line of this bhajan where it's Munijana Vandita. Murali Gopala. The Murali is there in the last
Murali
line.
Is there. But even here, you know, when you, this line, Radha Vallabh Rasa Vilola.
Rasa Vilola.
That Rasa Vilola is such a powerful, you know, description. It's just two words.
Yes.
But then it describes the entire gamut of the rasa.
Yes.
And then so many times, you know, whenever I would listen to Meera Bhajan sung by Lata Mangeshkar ji or M.S. Subbalakshmi's, you know, these thoughts would come to my mind and I would almost dance with the gopikas. You know, it's so powerful. Rasa Leela is not a matter of joke at all.
Yes.
Even when you think of it, it's the, just the Jivatma and Paramatma together and in that eternal cosmic dance together. And that thought comes to you and Radha Vallabh. And Swami so many times said, Radha, and if you read it from the other side, it becomes Dhara.
Yes.
So Dhara, Dhara, Dhara becomes Radha. It's an eternal flow.
Yes.
And Dhara, Radha also is Adhar, Swami would say, so many times. And he would say she was the very basis, the very basis of Krishna, the substratum of Krishna also. So the words are so powerful, the tune is so powerful. I would just request you, why don't you sing it?
We'll sing it together.
Yeah.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
Radha Vallabha, Rasa Vilola. Radha Vallabha, Rasa Vilola. Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala. Nanda Mukunda Goparipala.
Nanda Mukunda Goparipala.
Muni Jana Vandita Murali Gopala.
Muni Jana Vandita Murali Gopala. Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
What a beautiful bhajan. That Muni Jana Vandita, you know, in the earlier times, I used to, whenever this word would come, you know, Muni Jana Vandita, it's a beautiful phrase. And we have heard this phrase in so many bhajans. Yeah, I used to think that where are the munis, you know?
Sages.
Where are the sages? And now, as I look around me and see the devotees sitting here, you know, they could have been elsewhere in this world. Counting money or doing anything, you know. But then they have made the pilgrimage to Prashanti Nilayam. And when I look at them and know that this is the Sadhu Samagam.
Yes.
I know these are the Munis.
Yes.
So, you know, you are surrounded by Munis everywhere. All everywhere around you.
Yes.
You have only Munis.
When you're, especially in a Sai gathering, you are in the
company of Munis.
You are in the company of
Mahamunis.
Munis. And I also would like to think that there is a Muni in every person.
Exactly.
There is a sage in every person.
Every person.
and this bhajan
brings that out.
Brings that out. Yes. Yeah.
Brings out the muni.
Yes.
In every one of us.
Yes.
And
that's what will make us murali.
Yeah. That makes us murali.
That is only when the muni in us blossoms to its fullest extent.
Yeah, exactly.
You automatically become a flute of the love. You become a murali of the love.
Devoid of everything, anything, and completely hollow and beautiful. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much, sir, for
spending
your time and being with us for this beautiful satsang on this vintage bhajan.
Jai Sai Ram. Thank you so much.
So that was Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Bhagwan's University, who had the chance to sing in the Divine Physical Presence for decades, and even now, whenever he is in Prashanthi Nilayam, offers his love to Bhagwan in the form of beautiful bhajans, so many of them composed by him, inspired by Bhagwan. And he is someone who is very passionate about bhajans, contributed a lot to the bhajan movement in various states of India and abroad. And now let's listen to the final version of this bhajan, the complete version as it sounds when sung in the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala.
So with that, we have come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil, Abhishek and Anirudh. If you have any queries or comments, as always, please feel free to send in your emails. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. Please send in your suggestions if you have any questions to ask or any comments to make on how we can make this program better. Please feel free to send in your thoughts and reflections. With humility and gratitude, we offer this program at the lotus feet of our most beautiful beloved Bhagwan. So with that, it's time to move on to the next segment of Thursday Life. Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu and Brothers Prem and Harishankar will take over. I'll be back for a special episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside, 1 hour from now. And today we will continue to listen to the panel discussion that we had with Bhagwan's students working in his hospital, how Swami shaped each one of them. You'll listen to the second part of this panel discussion. For the moment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Thank you so much. Salam.